Hey, I love the Friday, it's Friday but Sunday is coming video that we played earlier. It's incredible, I reckon, how much the days or the words Friday and Sunday mean to us in the context of Easter. So this morning I'm just going to draw out two different lines from that video message. One about Mary Magdalene and one about Jesus. So on Friday, Mary's crying, and she doesn't know that Sunday's coming. Mary Magdalene, disciple of Jesus, supporter of all the good things he was doing in Galilee. She knew more than most the love and power of Jesus. It had changed her life. He had changed her life. Traveling to Jerusalem to continue her discipleship journey, she has the courage to stay with Jesus as he is crucified. And Mary is crying. Distraught, her friend, her healer, her champion has been taken away and killed. Heart aching, hope smashed, overcome with sadness. Of course, we'd expect this in such a desperate situation. And many of us have known such sadness. Situations in life where we can do nothing else but to also cry. Because our hearts are aching, our hopes have been smashed, we've been overcome with sadness. After Friday, there's Saturday, the time of waiting. As Mary and no doubt most of Jerusalem packed into the temple on the Saturday, the busiest gathering in the temple every year was that particular Saturday. What would they have seen? People jam-packed into this temple as the, what do they call them, the synagogue leaders, those ones, open the scrolls. What would they have seen? They would have seen a torn curtain. The curtain separating the people and God had been torn from the top right down to the bottom. And the symbolism of that was clear. Because of Jesus' ultimate act of love, God's presence was now with everybody, with everyone. Saturday, that day where the crying is still happening, when it's not known that Sunday is coming. This is true for us too. It's a day or a season when we're reminded to look at God. To remember that Jesus and his sacrificial love is true God. It's a time to wonder, to become curious, to be drawn back to awe of God, to take courage that God is with us. When Jesus' body is taken down from the cross and put into a tomb, there's Mary still. She's present, she's observing, she's planning to honor Jesus by preparing his body for burial on Sunday. In Friday times of sadness and crying, it seems we're being invited to be like Mary Magdalene, and the other woman, who though they didn't know Sunday was coming, they kept on moving. They kept trusting. They kept putting one foot in front of the other. And this is faith. This is being a disciple of Jesus. Mary's crying, and she doesn't know that Sunday's coming. Sunday is coming. Resurrection has happened for Jesus. And as Richard Rohr's helpful quote in our newsletter says, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. The underlying message is that we are too. Resurrection is for us all. Crying will lessen. Aching hearts will ease. Hope will rise again. Sadness will be shared also with joy. And if this is you, hang in there. Keep moving forward, even if it's just a little bit. Look at God in the person of Jesus and wonder, be curious, take courage, because we are resurrection people. Resurrection is for us all. It's Friday. We see Jesus walking to Calvary, his spirit's burdened, but you see, it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. Jesus' heart is hurting. We saw that in the Thursday night garden of Gethsemane prayer time, where he was so stressed about what was about to happen that he was sweating blood and simply wanting his friends to stay awake with him. At our service of the shadows on Thursday, we recalled the agony, betrayal, accusation, denial, injustice, and mockery that Jesus endured. No wonder his spirit was burdened, his heart was heavy. If I feel one of those terrible things, I feel shattered and burdened. But Jesus, he carries all six as he makes his way towards his death. And many of us know at least one of those horrible feelings. Within our family, within our school, our workplace, or friendships, and beyond. Our spirits can easily become burdened, weighing us down, strangling and suppressing us. It's that walking through deep mud type of feeling when it seems everything is against us and nothing's going our way. Where evil is grinning, hope is lost, death has won, sin has conquered. But it is Friday. It's only Friday. Sundays are coming. I love it how, we're on this discipleship journey together. Just got a couple of little stories about a couple of interactions I've had with people this week. I've been using an app devotionally the last few weeks called Lectio 365. Judy Wood keeps on mentioning it and speaking highly of it. And I thought, well, if our wonderful Judy thinks this is great, then I should really have a look at it. And I love it. So if you're looking for a simple yet thoughtful 10-ish minute session of scripture, reflection, space for prayer and prayers to participate in, check out Lectio 365. Anyway, so one of these things in there was that when Jesus was being crucified with two criminals, when that was being reflected on this week in the app thingy, the word with was beautifully highlighted. And with him, they crucified two robbers, says Mark in the Gospel. And then the question is asked, does with sum up the life of Jesus? Interesting question. At his birth, he was called Emmanuel, God with us. He was born with us, walked with us, talked with us, lived with us, suffered and suffers with us. And as we've been looking in our Renew Together series at Jesus' Great Commission, there's his promise where Jesus says, I will be with you until the end of the age. So we'll hang on to that little bit. And then I was having coffee, well, actually it was tea and feijoa juice, respectively, with the lovely and new Catherine this week. And she commented on Jesus being with us. And that if Jesus truly is with us, that this doesn't mean like a passive hanging out being next to us, but sort of watching, but not really, you know, just there. It's not that, but rather Jesus being with us by his Spirit means an active empowering with us, a presence that supports and lifts and renews and guides and challenges and empowers us, even when our spirits are burdened. Why? Because, you probably guessed it, it's Friday. It's only Friday. Sunday is coming. Resurrection has happened for Jesus. And repeating Richard Rohr's helpful quote, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. The underlying message is that we are too. Resurrection is for us all. Whatever is burdening our spirits, there is hope. There is hope. There's always hope for change. This too shall pass. When we have walked tough paths in the past, we've emerged again, haven't we? In burdens, joy can be found and experienced again. Peace can settle as we trust the way forward is being travelled with integrity. If this is you, hang in there. Whatever painful thing we're walking through at the moment, Jesus is with us. Really with us. Empowering, supporting, lifting, renewing, guiding and challenging. We are resurrection people. Resurrection is for us all. Me anoi tātou. Let's pray together. Jesus, we sometimes feel like Mary, crying, overcome with emotion, for good reason. Help us to keep being faithful like she was, to look at you, to remember that we're not separated from you, that resurrection is for us all. And Jesus, we in smaller ways can probably identify with bits of what you experienced in the lead up to your death. Please give us eyes to perceive you with us in the shadows of our circumstances. Grace us, please, with the ability to receive your mercy afresh each day. Please carry us through the darkness of difficult days to the light and life to come. Resurrection is for us all. Sunday has both come and is coming. We thank you, God. Amen.